Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to give you some super tips on how to keep your kitchen super duper clean.
Hospital clean?
Well, maybe not. We don't want hospital clean. No, we want it better than that.
Yes. We don't want any sepsis.
Lee, there was a recent study that came out that said that half the meat and poultry sold in supermarkets may be tainted with Staphylococcus aureus germ, the bacteria. So they looked at
So that's not bad. Right? 50-50?
They looked at 136 samples of beef, chicken, pork, and turkey purchased from all over the country. Chicago, D.C., Arizona, Florida, L.A., all over the place. And what they found was that the chicken that they bought or the beef that they bought had the Staph aureus bacteria. And half of those contained samples that had the form of bacteria that was resistant to at least three kinds of antibiotics.
That's pretty impressive.
So this is that's not a good
look
statistic.
How strong we're building our immune systems by eating this stuff.
So number
Try
one.
Try to look at the positive, doctor. Right. You're focusing on the negative.
Well, that's what we're buying. Now we have to cook it. But making sure that when we're cooking stuff, there are a couple of things you need to make sure. First of all, you need to have separate chopping boards. You know, the all-purpose one chopping board, especially when
you're... Separate but equal.
Right. But when you're preparing chicken or beef, we tend to use one, and then we chop things up, and then we use the vegetables. No. Have a vegetable chopping board. Have a meat chopping board. If you need a chicken chopping board, keep everything separate and clean them separate. The other thing
and
you
need... And serial killers should have human chopping board separate, too.
Right.
Because
you don't
want to mix that stuff
No,
together.
You don't want to do that. Also, different utensils. Don't use the same utensils for everything that you're using. You know, if you're using, again, chopping vegetables, very important. Again, the knife, we have that multi-purpose knife. You got to use different knives. You got to separate out the stuff. Also, clean your hands frequently. The other thing that people do is they have that sponge that they clean everything with, that sponge.
You can't, the magic sponge?
Right. There's an easy way to keep that sponge really clean. You know what you do, Lee?
Microwave it.
Exactly. You microwave it. Put it in, get it a little damp, throw it in the microwave for a couple of minutes. You have no problem. I was wondering, I'm going to actually put this to the test. I want to stick my chicken in my, you know where I used to clean my toothbrush? The ultraviolet light?
You going to try that?
I'm going to see if I can stick the chicken
in
there.
They have those wands, the ultraviolet wands.
Shouldn't you be able to have a light in your kitchen that you go out and you turn it on and the whole thing gets sanitized?
The whole kitchen.
The whole kitchen, those lights.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be great? You just turn it on, 5 minutes later you come back, the whole place is clean.
That would be killer.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Yeah, I'm going
to
work on
that. I don't know if that's part of my tips, but I know that's coming up. But those are some of the tips you need to do. Make sure you cook your meat the right way and make sure you keep your kitchen safe, sanitary, with different
foods
utensils.
Shouldn't be rare, right?
Yeah.
You don't want rare, what, chicken?
Well, it's not the rare. No, the problem is it's not the rare stuff. It's when you cook it and you think it's clean. That's the problem. When you start, you know, you can eat, you know, stuff that's uncooked. That's totally
fine.
Right. But you can keep your kitchen like a toilet.
Yes.
That's not fine.
And don't keep your toilet like a kitchen. It's even worse. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are a source for what's true and what's going to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Till next time, keep well.